Women, united, will never be defeated.
Women, united, will never be
divided.
A Women's March and Action on Thursday, April 19th, kicked off the weekend of protesting the Summit of the Americas and Free Trade Area of the Americas in Quebec City. Before the march, women from around the hemisphere spoke about the effects of globalization on their communities. Among the speakers was Bertha Cáceres, an indigenous woman from Honduras who has led many marches in her homeland against the effects of neoliberal policies.
It's the first time in a march outside of my own country, and I am very happy to see that the women are leading the resistance and raising up their voices. I'm a woman from Honduras of Lenca descent, and I am here to denounce also our governments, to condemn them for signing the FTAA, because it's a death sentence for many more women and especially indigenous people and Afro-Caribbean people and the millions and millions of poor people throughout the continent. And so we're going to go to the wall, which should be called the Wall of Shame, because it's shameful that the leaders of the continent are signing, and the multinational financial institutions are signing this document, which is going to have such a negative impact on everyone in the Americas.
Marguerite de Lopel is one of the Argentinian mothers of the disappeared. She also spoke.
Yo vengo a hablar, a visitar este lugar con gran emoción en nombre de las madres de Plaza de Mayo, línea fundadora de Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Just in summary, she represents the mothers of the Plaza de Mayo in Argentina, who took to the streets to ask that their children be returned alive. They lost more than 30,000 people in Argentina to the state-sponsored repression, and they're here today to oppose the policies that are implemented by institutions like the World Bank and the IMF, because they have destroyed industry and commerce in their country and generated large levels of unemployment, and that the FTAA is another expression of the same economic policies. And so we, of all nations, must unite against these policies.
There was a lot of singing and chanting during the march.
Si se puede, si se puede, si se puede, si se puede.
Patria, capitalismo, ya basta!
We are rising up like the phoenix on the fire. Sisters and brothers, spread your wings and fly higher. We are rising up.
Oh, más maquillas en América Latina.
Les femmes s'en vont en guerre, depuis le temps des cuillères. Les femmes s'en vont en guerre, contre leur oppression.
Woman and heart, spirit and mind. I am the infinite within my soul. I have no beginning and I have no end. All this I got.
So, 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 solidarité avec les femmes du monde entier.
You are beautiful! Look at you! Vous êtes tellement belle! Regardez autour de vous, on est tellement belle!
Thread by thread, thread by thread, conjure justice, weave our web.
I asked Karen Grecki, a woman from Canada, for her impression of the march in action. I
thought it was beautiful. It's just amazing to be a part of such a diversity of women and just, you know, doing something together and feeling solidarity with my gender.
Can you describe what happened at the action after we got up to the top?
Okay. Well, we approached the fence with the puppet, and then each women affinity group took what they felt they wanted to weave into the wall or the perimeter. If you look on the wall, a lot of it is family member pictures or baby scarves or sweaters or their concerns about corporate globalization, and it's basically a beautiful mural now. And then after that, we all formed a circle and did a spiral dance. And within that, we wove a spider web with other colorful ribbons. And then in the end, just did a big Om circle, thank the earth for everything that she's given us, and just prayed in whatever spiritual form that we felt that the police and the military wouldn't hurt protesters this weekend, and that we would all be safe, and that hopefully we'll have a major influence on the Summit of the Americas and to stop the FTAA.
I also spoke to a young woman from Montreal who was weaving cloth into the chain link fence. I asked her how it felt.
I think that it's a really empowering thing for me. I know a lot of groups have spent months and months and months collecting scraps from people who can be here, people who can't be here. People have called their mothers and their grandmothers for scraps of material that means something to them. And to kind of bring together little bits of everybody's histories.
This is Jade Padgett-Seekins reporting from the Quebec Indie Media Center. For more information, visit quebec.indymedia.org. That is quebec.indymedia.org.